The commission is tasked with finding a cost-effective mass transit option to cut traffic congestion on the I-94 corridor. The highway runs from Eau Claire through Menominee, River Falls, and Hudson before entering the Twin Cities. The commission estimates 90,000 vehicles use I-94 every day, and that figure gets bumped up to 150,000 through the heart of the metro. The commuter rail option was one of eight on the Gateway Corridor Commission's radar, but Vice Chair Dean Johnston says the billion-dollar build-out of the line and train stations wasn't feasible.
That was just recently eliminated, not because it might not be a good idea in 2035 or 2040, but because between now and 2030, there isn't a justification for it.
Aside from the cost of the commuter rail line, consultants working for the commission estimated that fewer than 4,000 people would use the train on peak days. Johnston says, for now, highway mass transit seems the way to go.
You could essentially provide the same kind of service along the existing I-94 corridor with buses. You don't have to go to the expense of negotiating with the freight lines and building the railroad stations and all of the other expenses.
There are two bus rapid transit options before the commission. One would use a managed lane, which could also be used by carpool vehicles or those who pay a toll. The other would include building a separate lane for buses only in the I-94 median. The commission could choose one of these options or a different one when it decides this summer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.